This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
And Hayward out there on Sunday, and how does his inclusion affect preparation and what you guys
do? Absolutely. He's been practicing, so I'm anticipating him playing.
He says he's not sure he's going to play.
Then that's what he says. I just know what I see. He's out there practicing, so I'm anticipating him playing.
I saw Keanu Benton get asked about Cam Hayward. Everyone's getting asked about Cam Hayward. That, of course, was Steelers defensive coordinator Terrell Austin. That was before practice yesterday. That's when the coordinators speak. He said Cam Hayward's been practicing, so I'd expect him to play. Well, then Cam Hayward didn't practice.
Yep.
And he was listed on the practice report, the injury report. Injury in that category. NIR. Not injury-related, resting vet. Now, Cam Hayward has gotten a Veterans Day off pretty much every week of the last 5 years. Noteworthy that last year on Wednesday he practiced, last year on Thursday he practiced. Now, also noteworthy, 2023, week one, Thursday, did not practice, Veteran Day off. 2022, Thursday, week one, did not practice, Veterans Day off. I feel like he could just clear all this up if he'd talk.
Right.
And I imagine that if you're practicing on Wednesday and you've practiced every day up until that point, and now it's listed as a Veterans Day off, I am guessing, it's a guess, I'm guessing he's going to play on Sunday.
Or to at least practice today. I think that's kind of how we have to take it day by day.
If he does not practice today, yes, I will.
Today's the day.
I will amend my statement, yeah. Best guess, you think he's playing?
Yes.
Me too. Terrell Austin thinks he's playing. Mike Tomlin thinks he's playing. Keanu Benton thinks he's playing. Everybody that's been asked about him thinks he's playing. And I would imagine that's because Cam Hayward has told them that he's playing.
Uh-huh.
So my expectation is that big old 97 goes out there and lines up opposite the right guard, who is a backup for the New York Jets on Sunday. And I imagine if he plays, he's going to play well. And if he plays well, I imagine he'll run out onto the field against the Seattle Seahawks in week two, and it's going to be a rousing ovation. I think all those things are going to happen.
Was he the only vet that had a vet day off per report?
Yeah.
See, that's odd, because usually, like, say a Molly would have a day off. Usually
correct.
They have them on the same days.
Correct.
Maybe even TJ.
Correct.
It's very odd that in the timing of it.
As the season rolls along, when a guy like Hayward gets a veteran day off, you will see Sayamalu, you will probably see Jalen Ramsey, you would have seen Minka Fitzpatrick in the past, you'll see TJ Watt, you'll see maybe even Aaron Rodgers. Ben would always take a day off. You'll usually see them all lumped in together.
It's usually Wednesdays, but yeah. This is different this week because they practiced on Monday.
Mm. He's super old, so that's the hope. I think he's going to play. I do. But you're right. If he's not out there today, then he's not playing.
Right.
He's not going to play if he's not out there today.
He has to be out there today. It's the cleanup day.
I wonder if he's going to get that money. Juwan Jennings of the 49ers, they rolled $3 million forward for him in incentives that I was reading a little bit more about. Like, I feel like the incentives are super easily attainable. So the Steelers still could conceivably do this before Sunday. Either way, you got to play. You got to play, man. I hope he doesn't pull an Amari Cooper and just be like, ah, see, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
How about that, by the way?
I know. He goes for like a week.
Amari Cooper's like, dang, I don't know.
We see that a lot nowadays, guys. What was it, Golden? He came back. It's like, okay, let me give this one more try. It's like, all right, this is the reason why that I, you know, really haven't signed. You get reminded quick. It's like, do I really want to wake up and do this every single day? Like, you know, whenever your heart's not in it anymore. And Amari Cooper probably was like, you know what, let me go test the waters a little bit. And he was like, yeah, my heart's on it. I'm done.
I bet you Amari Cooper really wants to play on Sundays. But it's all the other stuff you don't want to do.
I also think he probably just wanted to retire a Raider.
You know what? That's true, too.
That's where he's drafted.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to retire a Raider. Let me do it for a week. He probably was like, yeah, I don't want it. Like, I don't want people to know that. So let's make it look like, you know, I'm going to practice and sign. And yeah, I'm not. I just want to retire a Raider. And they're probably like, all right.
Geno Smith threw one ball over his head. He's like, ah.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm done.
I'm good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.